One of the reasons that Donald Trump was elected president was because...
There wasn't much love for President Donald Trump from the hundreds of people who came to Republican Congressman Leonard Lance's town hall meeting at Raritan Valley Community College. A little ironic considering Trump's Bedminster golf course sits a few miles away.
We've actually have gone to his office to demand a town hall meeting. And it was kind of nice because a couple days later there's a town hall meeting. I like to feel that we had something to do with it, but I don't think so.
I am not going to give opening remarks. I want to go directly to questions, and we have a ticket system, fair questions. No one has been given preference regarding questions. I have no idea who will be asking questions.
With President Trump, if it turns out that we investigate and he has ties to Russia and things like that, do you support impeachment?
I am a lawyer by training, and I certainly do not want to prejudice how I might have to vote on any matter of that regard.
One resident from Winfield Park asked the Republican congressman about Trump's proposed wall on the Mexican border.
This dopey border wall we're proposing to build down south. I just want to know if you would sign any bill that would allocate funds from our tax money to build that wall, regardless of who's going to be reimbursed for it later, because I don't believe that would ever happen.
We should beef up security, and that may mean a better wall or a better fence in certain portions of the border. But I do not believe we need a wall throughout the whole southern border. Regarding the payment, I think $20 billion is far too much, and I do not think the Congress would appropriate $20 billion. And I would like to see a concrete proposal as to precisely where the administration believes the border needs to be secured better. And also, A concrete proposal on its funding.
When asked about Trump's tax returns, Lance believes the president should make them public. Regarding a bill that state Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell proposed that would force Trump to turn them over.
I don't believe the Ways and Means Committee should be investigating the returns of private individuals.
He's the president! He's the president! He's not a private individual! Public individual. He's the leader of the free world.
All day, all night, healthcare is a human right. All day, all night, healthcare is a human right.
Congressman Lance was greeted with resistance from several hundred supporters of the Affordable Care Act.
And what I have said is that I favor not repeal alone, and I have consistently said that I do not favor repeal alone. What I have said is repeal and replace, and more recently, I have defined that as repairing the ACA moving forward.
Statements like those are confusing to James Hopkins of South Orange, who believes Lance is sending mixed messages.
His rhetoric is very much in line with a lot of the Republican rhetoric, is we're going to like repeal it, make it better, and put something better in place. But they don't have a plan in place, and everything we've heard is that it's going to take away either tax credits, it's going to get rid of obligations that health insurance companies have to actually cover people.
For Beth Little of Summit, an hour and a half meeting that addresses questions of a dozen or so residents doesn't ease the discomfort of possibly losing her health care.
Without health care, my daughter's life would literally be at risk, and our family would be financially bankrupt, and everyone loses. I don't understand why there's even talk about repealing health care, and I can't understand why Leonard Lance would be against this. There are tens of thousands of people in his district alone who have gotten health care through the ACA.
Lance says there's provisions he'd keep from the ACA, like no denial of coverage based on pre-existing conditions, and the child staying on their parents' health plan until they're 26.
I want to assure the public that the majority in each house of the federal Congress, I believe, will make sure that these provisions continue.
Leonard Lance is the only Republican congressman in New Jersey who's held a town hall-style meeting since President Trump's election. He says he plans to host more to keep his constituents informed. For the WBGO Journal, Amang Santos in Branchburg.